In this covenant of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Listen to the following documented testimonies, and you shall be the next to testify. Number one, supernatural turnaround after salvation. I came back to this commission in January 2018, and I rededicated my life to Christ. While in that service, we were told that if we worship for 3 months and followed every word from the altar, we would experience a dramatic turnaround. After 3 months, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo visited my family and me. Let's celebrate God. After years of stagnation, I was promoted, and ever since, it has been from one testimony to another. Let's clap our hands together for Jesus. God saved me from an accident, cancer, ulcer attacks, and liver scare. Let's celebrate God. My children's academic performance is excellent, and I graduated from my master's class with honors. God granted me admission to the school of my choice abroad. God fast-tracked an application for me. What would have taken me 3 years was processed in 3 months. Let's celebrate God. God rescued and restored my home. To God alone be all the glory. Taiwo Awen is a testifier. One more time, big clap for Jesus. Number two, supernatural turnaround via kingdom advancement endeavors. I am a Muslim convert who returned to Nigeria from United Kingdom on February 14 when the UK government deported me. I was tired of my situation because there were days when the next meal was uncertain and nights when diseases filled my body with pains. Then I came to Canaan to worship Jesus as I was led by revelation. That same day, Bishop David Oyedepo declared, "If you are in this church for 3 months and you don't experience a change in your life, you can take your leave." I became touched and drunk with a victorious belief in what God's servant said. I gave my life to Christ the same day and participated in Wolfby March edition. I also engaged in Force of Faith, Kingdom Advancement prayers, as well as soul winning. First, my left eye that had been inactive since 2012 was fully restored. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Second, I not only got a job in March immediately after my Wolfby program, 2 more jobs came knocking on my door since last week Thursday as a regional marketing director of an international company in Lagos. One more time, let's clap our hands for Jesus. For this, I give quality thanks and praises to the Almighty Jehovah, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo, who saw me and helped me out of my predicament. And the testifier is Yusuf Muhammad Umar, who is the doer of all these awesome testimonies. So we rise to our feet and put our hands together for Jesus. As we clap for Jesus, our multiple testimonies shall be the next. One more time, celebrate God, baby, with a clap offering.
Shall we lift up our hands to the Almighty God this morning, the doer of all of these testimonies? Lift up your voice at the same time and thank Him from the depth of your soul. Let Him hear your voice of appreciation, magnify His name, bless Him. And let's decree that this testimony shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, thank Him for answered prayers, personal prayers, the prayers you have prayed, corporate prayers. Give Him praise and glory for answers. And right now, ask the Lord to speak to you this morning by His word, that your own word will come right now, and that the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Give Him praise and glory. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Father, this morning we have returned to you with hearts of gratitude for all of these amazing testimonies. You are the doer. To you alone be all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. We pray that this testimony shall be permanent. There shall be no reversal. Anyone tapping into any of these testimonies, let their own also be established. Thank you also for answered prayers, both personal and corporate. Receive all the praise. Right now our hearts are open. Father, speak to us again. Change our story again. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder and stronger amen. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. Praise God. All through this week in our covenant hour of prayer, we have been examining the topic captioned Engaging Biblical Mentality in Stewardship. Can you say that with me, please? Engaging Biblical Mentality in Stewardship. Louder and stronger, please. One more time. Praise the Lord. This morning we'll take our text from Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. Together, let's read now. One to go. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. The Lord appointed. And this morning, we're looking at the fact that we must possess an employment mentality. Employment mentality. Say me, employment mentality. The Lord appointed. Who appointed? The Lord appointed 70 others also. The word employ simply means to provide with a job. To employ means to provide with what? With a job that pays wages or a salary. To provide with a job that pays wages or a salary. Now, that scripture where we read makes it very clear that God appoints people. God employs people. God does what? And when he employs, of course, definitely, he pays. God's servant has shared with us over and again how that at the onset of the ministry, one of the questions he asked God clearly is, who pays me? How many of us remember him sharing that with us? Amen. Who pays me? And then God took him through scriptures, among which we are examining this morning. And for the fact that he has been in that employment, he has also shared with us severally how that God has never failed to pay him. He has said it over and again that God has never failed to pay him. In the same manner, from this day forward, as you engage with this employment mentality and stewardship, you shall no longer miss your pay. I said, you shall no longer miss your pay. When you are in a job, when you are in an employment, that mentality, that understanding spoils you. It dries you. It directs most of your affairs. It builds and instills in you character and integrity. Why? Because you know your pay is tied to how you handle that employment. Praise the Lord. And of course, when you are in an employment, once it's getting to the end of the month, there is an expectation, isn't it? Like today is the last day of the month. I know some of you are already looking for that alert to drop. Maybe on your phone or wherever. Maybe your own has dropped already. Why? Because you are in an employment and you are conscious of it. You have that mentality of it. There is an expectation, and that expectation drives you, isn't it? It must be the same thing with our spiritual stewardship. Because you are in an employment in the natural, you make sure that you don't oversleep. Don't you do that? Some of you, sometimes you have to set your alarm to be sure that you wake up on time and get to your workplace on time, because you know that your salary is coming at a particular time of the month. Praise the Lord. You make sure that your sleep does not rob you of your pay. Because if you are robbed of your pay, that house where you were sleeping may be taken from you. That bed may be removed from under you. Let's begin to picture our stewardship in the kingdom of God in that manner. That scripture, the Bible tells us that the Lord appointed. If we can behave that way in a natural employment and appointment, why not much more in an employment of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? From this day forward, grace never to disappoint your employer. Receive it in Jesus' name. Everyone, therefore, on the go for Christ in soul winning is on appointment. Is on what? Is on appointment. So when you are going out to talk to someone about Jesus Christ, every opportunity at your disposal, whether in the bus, whether in your workplace, during break time, on weekends, as you go about, maybe in the market, meeting your customers, the person repairing your vehicle, every opportunity at your disposal, always remember, when you are the goal for Christ, for soul winning, you are on appointment. The grace to be able to take every opportunity at your disposal, receive it in Jesus' name. Next, please understand that every appointment entitles you to wages. Every appointment entitles you to wages. And it's the same thing with the appointment that the King of Kings has given to us as it relates to soul winning. John chapter 4. Look at verse 6. John chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Jesus was weary. But when the Samaritan woman came, because he knew this was an appointment, strength came, energy surged. He began to witness to the woman, and the city gathered because of that mentality of appointment. Now, everyone under the sound of my voice that may for one reason or another already becoming weary, receive strength in Jesus' name. Now, in verse 34, look at what the scripture says here, the same John chapter 4. John 4, 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Verse 36, the scripture says, he that is reaped receiveth what? He that reaped receiveth wages. As you keep on winning souls for Christ, what are you doing? You are reaping. As souls are getting saved through you, what are you doing? You are reaping. As you are counseling people and then making calls unto them, ensuring that they come to church and that they are established, what are you doing? You are reaping. And the Bible tells us, he that reapeth receiveth wages. All of your involvement in reaping souls into the kingdom of God, you shall no longer miss your wages. Can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Look at that word. It didn't say he that reaped, but reapeth, present, perfect, continuous, So that you did it last year or 2015 or 2017 is not enough. Keep at it. Say to your neighbor, keep at it. Say it again, keep at it. Tell yourself, I will keep at it. Continuity is the rule of the game. Refusing to give up is the rule of the game. Many started several years ago, but they are nowhere to be found today. Your place, another will not take hold. Can I hear a louder amen? I said, your place, another will not take hold. God's servant has told us over and again how that there are many people several years ago that they were together in the faith, in the things of God, that today some of them are no longer there. Some of them are not even going to church anymore. Others have taken their place. Your place, no one else will take. You will run this race successfully to the end. Can I hear a louder amen? Say me, I shall run it to the end successfully. Say loud and believe in amen. Amen. Therefore, it's very important for us to understand and carry this mentality. Continuity. Continuity. I refuse to faint. I refuse to give up. I refuse to quit. Grace to continue. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is very important for us. This is why appointment mentality is a self-motivating factor. It is a self-motivating factor in stewardship. It is a self-motivating factor in stewardship. When we have an understanding that we are on appointment with the King of Kings, it gives us motivation. It keeps us motivated. Luke chapter 22 and verse 35. Look at what the Bible says here. Luke 22 and 35. He said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said what? They said what? From this day forward, no more lack for you. Amen. I said, from this day forward, no more lack for you. Remember the testimonies we heard this morning. The second testifier said he was deported. He came back to the country, gave his life to Christ, and he heard in this church, if you stay here 3 months practicing and putting to work the word of God that you hear, if your life does not change, you are free to leave after 3 months. But he stayed. He engaged in kingdom advancement. He engaged in soul winning, and suddenly his life turned around. He got a job, among other things, and everything began to work for him. Why? Because of the wages that he received. And remember, in the natural, you are paid wages in monetary form. But when you are involved in the King of Kings assignment, your wages are not only in monetary form, they include things that money cannot buy. Divine health, can money buy it? Divine protection, can money buy that? Long life, how about that? Can money buy that? Everything that money cannot buy that is important to quality living, they are all available when you are in the service of the Most High God. Therefore, from this day forward, whatever money cannot buy that is a need in your life, my God will supernaturally supply it. And this season, before we enter the anniversary month, my God will visit you. All of your wages of previous years, may the God of heaven supernaturally put them together and fast track your blessing. From this day forward, as we round up this month, it shall be a rain of rewards for you. Say, may I receive it? Say it again, I receive it. Rise up on your feet if you do. Lift up your voice to God. Lift up your hands to the Father. I receive my wages. I shall no longer be robbed. Say it in your own words right now, with your hands lifted up to God, with your voice lifted up to Him. I receive my wages. I receive my wages. Grace to continue. grace to keep at it, I receive it. So shall it be for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Would you please lift up your right hand to God? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as declared by your people from our hearts, let all the wages of yesteryears be released into every laborer's life. Beginning from this day, which is the last day of this month, you shall be visited. Your reward shall come speedily. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. A louder amen. Lift up your hands to the Lord God of heaven and bless him and worship him and thank him for releasing unto you your wages from this day forward.
Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you all the praise. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and you are worthy of all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let us be reminded that the Youth Alive Easter Camp conference for this year, not camping, kicks off tomorrow. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And as we have been admonished, all youth are expected to be a part of it. It will be a glorious time in God's presence. And this coming Sunday is our Resurrection Sunday. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Come expectant for resurrection order of encounters. He is no longer here. He's risen. That will be your own testimony also. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, also be reminded that we are gathering this evening across all of our various zones for our midweek service. As we gather together, partaking of the communion, it will be for each one of us another encounter for a change of story. Will you speak to the day right now and make your declarations, make your decrees? Speak to him right now. Speak to the day right now. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Lift your voice and speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Make your declarations, make your decrees, speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Whatever you declare and decree is what God is set to deliver. Father, thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be done unto you. In Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, the year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.